you and we welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus. And this is our welcome.
So, Lima United, that's all I say for you, for you. So, we want to do the traditional welcome to Honorable Dr. Kamen, the next representative for the Dr. Matilde Babu country.
This is how the August 24th celebration all started. In V-Town, in Electoral District number 3, in Babu County, citizens around V-Town all gather early August 24th to honor Boro Kene, one of the candidates contesting electoral district number 3 of Babu. Boro is an independent candidate who promises to lead the people of electoral district number 3. The district comprises of Bama and Kuma district. She was honored by thousands of people for her numerous contributions towards the people of the districts. Marius Henry Boroma, please join the honoring program.
Our name on the program sheet is selection of this occasion. So please have a seat and see it and listen very careful. The next item here, we have the purpose of this occasion. Hello? Hello? The purpose of this occasion is a very short and sweet statement that will be read by the Secretary General of Supporter of Boto in Vietnam. Secretary General, you are welcome.
Because if you are not quiet, you will not understand what we are going to say yet. Please, have a quiet. Hello? Hello? Hi? Our dynamic leader, Madam Boto Kane, representative to be 2017, our representative to be. We like to recognize our government officials here present. We also recognize our clan youth chairman, our platform guest, friends of Boto, or supporters of Boto in Beta and its surrounding villages. We'd like to read a short statement from our friends. Statement from the friends of Madam Boto, Beta, and its surrounding villages, where this day, Thursday, August 24, 2017. Our dynamic and humanitarian leader, our incoming representative will be. The one who can impact the life of Africans. The one that can give hope to the hopeless. Having recognized or having observed your political platform and the humanitarian gesture you continue to render the people of Bama and Kuma districts. The friends of Boto, or the supporters of Boto in Beta and its surrounding villages, deem it necessary to honor you today by crowning you here today. This is our way of showing you our fair heart. We love you. We will support you. We will work together during this time of the struggle to ensure that you become victorious come October 10, 2017. In so doing, we'd like to call you now to step forward for the crowning ceremony. Mr. Chairman, are you here? nation running for it. We are proud. We are proud of you. Because of the poor and the people.
Okay, the ceremony is going on. The women are dying. Our representative will be. Oh, it's very beautiful. Oh, hey, beautiful one. Hey, it's beautiful. Continue to clap, continue to clap, continue to clap. Continue the clap, continue the clap. Continue the clap. Continue the clap, continue the clap. Down in here today is like I'm in heaven.
Christian you see today, you will see them no more. I want to take this time to give a big thanks to my chairman for Baytown. And a hard-working partner behind me. Chairman, see a lot of people see you. They know that you are working. Because this is the time for us to go back to our roots. Today is a downing program. But you can use one stone to get two breaths. My dear sisters and brothers, this is the day, the time you have to shine your eyes to see the leader that will be your leader, not the ruler that will be your ruler. Since we have been passing all around, there is so much problem. The Egyptian you see today, tomorrow you will see them no more. Daddy, I want you to put them to shame. Let them stop asking, where is our God? My dear sisters, brothers, children, this is the time to put your hands around your sister and mother. We need changes in the district. It's not by month, but I am the leader of this district. I will make sure I bring changes to the district. Take me by my words. I didn't say big thing for nothing. I got biking. If I become the representative of this district, I gave you people the first year, not even second year. Because I'm not a creditor to go and credit to wrong campaign. This is about the story of David. When David was in the forest, no one knew that God was going to choose him. I am a drama seller today, but I am serving as a minister. Tomorrow I become a representative. I will serve as a president for you people. I already told you people, I gave you the first year. You will see my hand back. Because I know I am the winner. I'm not making big money. My platform. The first priority on my platform is education. And I know you are. You people are seeing the fourth mark. Tell yourself the beginning. God is a beginning and has no ending. The second is the health care. We make sure we see about the health care in this district. We look around the agricultural sector. We make sure that God's grace will attend to the agricultural sector. And of course, not the least, not the last, we are trying to unify this district because there are so many problems in the district. The one say united we stand. And we don't want the district to be divided. We don't want the district to be divided. We want to empower our people to do the work. As I'm standing here today, don't look at me, or don't look at the man. Don't look at the coat, the dress I'm wearing. But the woman are in a coat. The idea of the car is very strong. For the race, because the tears are in the eyes of my people. I make sure I wear the tears for my people. It's now been an easy road, but still we are passing through. So we make sure the road comes to an end. We want to stop in the road. And by God, your nation will stop in the road. The Almighty God said, look up to the hills. Where come on my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and earth. He said, you are not someone I put on the move. For in that community, we never slumber nor sleep. My God will not sleep. Because of District 3. He will be working throughout the day, throughout the night. Then make sure we bring development in this district. For he said many are called but few are chosen. Hello? The Muslim, I'm not seeing me quoting the Bible. Muslim background, that because of marriage, I'm a Christian today. So I'm serving the two religions. When Muslim call on me, I will cry to their cry. When Christian call, I will come to their cry. So Muslims should not doubt me. By marriage, I'm a Christian. Voting for your sister is not a regret, but it's a development. When you get problem in the house, I'll be bold to speak for you. I'm not a bubble leader. I will make sure the problems that you people are facing in this district, I told you the first year, I will make sure to enter, to counteract the problem. I have to close, but before I close, anywhere I go, hello, better people today, I'm praising Mr. Camara, but behind is a foundation, and the foundation is Paul Cooper. Paul Cooper made Mr. Camara to be where he is today. Paul Cooper is my son. Paul Cooper is not different from me. When you see him sitting up, maybe he is trying to attend his school, but deep down he is happy for me. You preach Paul blood and my blood. He is my son. So no one should go and say, oh, the woman is bad, not poor. Sometimes, you know, you must pass your eyes. You must pass your eyes. The woman, there is a good husband. So wherever I am going, my husband is behind me. He is a pillow. When you get a strong pillow, it will fall. I salute my husband. I need to close now. But before I close, I brought lead token for everybody that attended this program.
Stop.
The Bible says, little is much when God is in it. Before when you sing, and you look for 100 to go and buy your food. So you're listening to the important part. Mr. Camara. You know, for me, I'm a cultural pricing. I believe in giving and taking. The Ghana army, I know it worth 100,000. But for me, I get up plenty of money. So there is him, Mr. Camara is not here, you are going to prophesy for him. For the gowning, I will get, at least I brought the amount of $20,000 for the gowning. Get it for their money. Hello. Hello. The money I brought for those that came to attend the program is $55,000. But you know, I went speaking the other time. I turned the money over to the town. The people got vexed. They said the town people will not get them nothing. So I believe in division. I try to share the money at least. Let everybody get small to pay their way to go. So this is how I share the money. Where for? $3,000. Where for?
Thanks for listening to the voice from rural Liberia in this 2017 election. I'm Helen Bowman. Join us next time for another edition of the Voices from Rural Liberia.